Hello.
And you can contact us by emailing us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or leaving us a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-GEEK. That is 801-896-4335. You also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geekswired, where you get access to the podcast early and you get the Geeks Are Wireless episodes. Yes. with the other shows, events, there is Hyperscape.
Hyperscape.
Yes.
Basically Ready Player One. Is what it looked like.
With a giant...
I'm wondering how much of it is Battle Royale only. Because it made it kind of seem like there might be quite a bit of story behind it. But maybe what they just put in this trailer was the story. It's hard to say, but I guess they've they have the open beta already open.
Correct. As well as the free 30-tier battle pass. So it's kind of like WoW, where you get up to a certain point. Freezies.
Oh, yeah.
WoW. Then you have to buy it.
A lot of other stuff, really, but... Is it a subscription or you just buy it?
Well, it's in beta right now, so I'm sure we'll find out later.
Might just be a paywall. Because with... I don't remember what it was. There was a Blizzard game that was free to play, but the open beta you had to pay into. You got stuff out of it, but you still had to pay. Like, you basically just got... like cosmetic stuff for your character, where you got new player characters. I think it was Heroes of the Storm, but they might be doing something similar here, where the buying thing just gets you stuff that you can get from the store with money otherwise. But maybe not. I don't know. I haven't read too much into this. I haven't heard about this game till today.
Yeah. And there's stuff like Elder Scrolls where you bought the game and then you, or even a lot of the games, bought the game and then you subscribe to the game, but the non-subscription stuff gets you so far. But it does look fun.
It does. But like I said, I'm wondering, did I mention that it's like 99 character Battle Royale?
You mean like all the other Battle Royales?
Is it like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Actually, it's a little short. It's a little shy.
Oh, really?
The others are like 100.
No. Because all the other Battle Royales I've played are basically like Overwatch or League, and those are like 10 people normally.
Those Battle Royales are those, where you like defend your little base?
One sec.
Is it League, or maybe I'm thinking of... What's the one where you wander to the map and take over these little...
There's a lot of them.
Well, you take over these spots on the way to the other person's base.
The towers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's League. That is Heroes of the Storm. That is Dota.
See, I didn't think that was a Battle Royale. I thought those were called, okay. Like...
So that's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I was talking about, like...
Like Fortnite and PUBG and all that.
And I was also talking Overwatch.
Yes.
Because that's what I was thinking. And those ones I played, I think they're 10 people. I don't remember. It's been a while. But there's usually two teams, but there are free-for-alls. But yeah, I don't know that I'd consider League a Battle Royale. No, that's not. They might have a game mode that borrows from Battle Royale style, but that's it.
But also, I think Battle Royale kind of reminds me of really just the, like, online, you know, shooter games, just smaller. You know,
In this case,
Halo.
Bigger. In this case, bigger. Halo was only like...
Well, I guess they're bigger, but I mean like Halo. Like online Halo teams, mm-hmm. two teams against each other, or even... everyone for themselves.
Free for all, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that style. It's just the maps didn't get as big, or the bringing in the storm idea definitely helps. Like, you start shrinking people down to a point instead of wandering around this giant map for hours just to find somebody.
Yeah, it forces people together, because otherwise those matches would go on forever. It'd be cool if there was the option for that, but it is nice that that's the main thing. Like the default thing.
The other games they talked about was... What was the one that you liked? Was it the Might and Magic one?
No. No.
You didn't like the Might and Magic one?
The mobile-only game, which the thumbnail makes it look like it's not a mobile-only game? Yes.
Well, some people's phones are more powerful than their computers.
I know. I just don't like mobile games. It looked kind of okay-ish. It's just, I don't know. A lot of those games are also designed to where you do something and then you wait.
Ah, yes.
Which is, I think, another reason why I don't really like games like, what was that one that came out recently? On the Switch?
Oh, are you talking about the, because it
people happens, are going to hate me that I can't remember it.
Well, you know, because it happened at real time. It is Animal Crossing.
Yeah, Animal Crossing. I think that's one reason why I don't like Animal Crossing. Aww. To be fair, I haven't tried playing it. I just don't really like the micromanaging-ish that it is.
I guess I'm kind of enjoying that.
I mean, I think I'd enjoy it for a little bit at first, but it just get old. Which is weird because I play like, I've been playing these mod packs on Minecraft, which are very micromanagey.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a bit of a hypocrite. And I also like Factorio, which is 100% micromanaging.
But you micromanage to a point of limitations of your stuff, not limitations of time.
Yeah.
Because you can definitely, because of the real time, you're like, okay, I've cleared the island, I've done the things. Now I paid off my house and I have to wait for another day before I can see my upgraded house.
You paid off your house, so you got to buy another one. Just like real life.
You pay off your tent and then you buy a house. Then you pay off your house and then you get a bigger house. And you invite three people to your island and you get a bridge. But now you can swim.
You couldn't swim before?
No, you couldn't swim before.
Oh, how about that?
I'm on Elite Squad. Another Tom Clancy.
I'm not sure about this one. I guess I could have read the... What's the description say there?
The Elite Squad is a free-to-play tactical RPG. Comes with a massive roster of 70 characters spanning the Tom Clancy universe of games. It's arriving August 27th on Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Oh, so it's a mobile game too?
Yes.
No. So it made it... So, but I wonder if it'll be playable on a Mac. Because you'll be able to play Mac games on...
Possible.
Anyways.
Same with your Might and Magic.
But that Elite Squad looked like another Battle Royale to me. But the fact that it's only on the phone makes me question it now.
So plug your phone into a monitor and hook up a keyboard or hook up a joystick to it.
I don't think you can with the iPhone.
Oh.
Well. I mean, I think there's some support for it, but it's nowhere near as easy as it is on an Android.
Okay.
So. But no. Never. If it's available on the Apple TV, though, then there is, because that does support gamepads. That's a lot of red. Is it normally red?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's how it looks.
We may or may not have a podcast.
Nah, it'll be okay.
This is what you get for using new software every single time. This is like the third piece of software.
This year?
Yeah.
In the last three weeks. No. For the previous... Remember, I had like... Was it a month or two? It was a month. And a month of the other one. The trial.
Oh, you don't even want to say the name.
The Hindenburg. Is that right?
Hindenburg? Isn't that like a...
Yes, Hindenburg.
Isn't that like a blimp?
It was.
Okay, you're right. It was. Isn't that the one that crashed?
Yes.
And burned? And is that one reason? That's one of the reasons why we don't have blimps anymore?
Like for pretty, commercial well, travel? So, yeah, and the...
Even though that would be very economical?
Well, it was also who owned helium and hydrogen.
And this one was made out of hydrogen, wasn't it?
The explosive one. I forget which one is the explosive one off the top of my head.
Hydrogen is. Because helium just...
And this one's...
Like when you disperse, like when you pop a helium balloon, it leaves the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The gas does.
So this is hydrogen then?
It's definitely hydrogen because hydrogen sinks, I think.
It goes boom.
Oh, it definitely goes boom. It's definitely hydrogen because if you do an electrolysis thing, like there was this thing a long time in like the early, like late 90s, early 2000s,
mm-hmm.
where people were hooking up electrolysis type things to their cars.
Yeah.
And then they were piping the hydrogen inside of the air manifold.
Oh.
And that was fine. But if you didn't do stuff right, or if you didn't have a, because there is a way that you basically put the hydrogen hose inside of a water bottle.
Yeah.
And then you put another hose that's at the top of it. And so you basically have a pressure relief. So if it does happen to blow up, it stops at the bottle.
Yeah.
And doesn't go into the rest of it.
Oh.
By the way, those were not, because the idea was that the electricity produced from your car would be enough to give you more energy out of the electrolysis, like from the hydrogen. But that's not how energy conversion works.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work that way, but it's a cool idea.
It's not unlimited energy? What?
I don't know that it was ever going to be. People weren't considering it to be unlimited energy. But
oh. They're just trying to get more for less.
Kind of. Like, in order for it to be economical, you would have had to use, like, there were some people that put, like, car radiators in there, and they use that as the electrolysis. Because the more surface area you have, the better.
Yeah.
And so, since a radiator has a lot of surface area because it's designed to radiate heat.
Yeah.
It also corrodes very badly.
Could, yeah.
Yeah, I did that. It was kind of a cool experiment, but it was just interesting. Anyways, why was I doing that? Why was I talking about that? Helium, hydrogen.
Oh, yeah. The Hindenburg project.
All right, that was a tangent.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking at Ubisoft, so I don't remember. But yes, the previous software that we were using that we jumped around, which I admit wasn't shabby, it may get used. I don't hate it.
You may end up using it.
I'm just trying things out.
Yeah.
We've been at this for many, many, better part of a decade.
Yeah.
And I just...
Doesn't hurt to try stuff.
Perpetual improvement.
But there's also that adage of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, but also... It was kind of broken. Stand still, yeah, well... Wouldn't say it's broke. Yeah, okay, yeah, there was a few hiccups, but
I don't know.
Also, if you stand still, if you think you're winning, you're already losing.
Okay, but there's also change for the sake of change.
True. But it's not bad to try, because I may go back. That's the other thing. That's the idea, is that it's not bad to step forward, as long as you're willing to step backwards.
You want to go back to what you were using?
If these options are not good, I would.
As many issues as you were having, I don't know that you will. I think you'd rather.
I think I'm
fork the money over for the other one.
I'm looking at stepping forward, definitely. But I'm looking at my options, and there's plenty out there. Some way more than others.
Yeah. All right. What's else on here?
Valhalla.
Valhalla, Assassin's Creed. So I'm not sure about this one. They are putting a lot of emphasis on stealth.
Well, there is stealth.
They're putting more emphasis on stealth than they have in the past, as far as I can tell, at least.
The first game was a lot of stealth.
So is the second in the Brotherhood.
Okay.
Second, the basically expansion pack to the second one. But it looks like on this there, like I said, putting more emphasis on it again than they have recently.
Yeah.
Because what have they done so far? They had 3, which was basically whenever the colonies in America were first, well, about 100 years after they were made.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Black Flag, and then they had Odyssey, and I feel like there was one more in there. But it seems like they're slowing down. I don't remember when Odyssey came out. I guess I could look that up.
Let's see. Here we go. Look at this. This is super easy.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's So which one are you looking for? Odyssey. Odyssey came out in 2018. So there
was Creed. Oh, Unity. There's also Rogue.
You know, you're not talking at a microphone.
I know.
I'll share the microphone if you really, really want. Or I can make this bigger.
Oh, that could have been a thing, too. Oh, that's fine. There was a Rogue, and Unity was a thing. I got Black Flag. There was also Leviathan, which I guess was a expansion to Assassin's Creed 3.
Hmm. I think I got Black Flag for free.
Like, I heard Black Flag was really fun, and I was going to get it, but never got around to it.
I remember the first one. I think I may have got Brotherhood or 3. And I just dropped out because they started just dropping the games. I think, it's what, 7? Okay, Assassin's Creed came out 1 year. An expansion for Assassin's Creed came out the next year, along with another expansion.
That one.
And Assassin's Creed Altair's Chronicle?
That one.
Oh, that's in...
It was on a different platform.
Mobile and...
It was on PSP. I think I actually played it or tried. It wasn't... Anyways.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, so there's a bunch... There's other stuff mixed in here besides just your main consoles. But the majority of them are your main consoles, I think. Because it goes... At least towards the end. When it first started, it was basically every other one was a console, but... Or a mobile platform of some sort, but
and Odyssey brought in Stadia.
Oh yeah, Stadia. Are they still a thing?
Yeah, they're actually the new one's coming out on Stadia. And they used one of the Assassin's Creed to beta test Stadia.
Yeah, I think it was Odyssey. Odyssey was built. They either built it around it and to begin with, or they.
It was a free-to-play for a year.
Yeah, I believe. Are you sure it was the whole thing or just the education version?
I thought it was the whole thing.
I don't know. Because I know there's an education version of Odyssey because it takes place in Egypt and they had a lot of really cool Egypt-y stuff.
Ah.
And it was apparently good enough for education purposes. I kind of want to try it out because it was kind of cool, but I never... There's just not time.
I know. And then...
So, this was leaked. Far Cry 6.
The game?
No. Just the fact that it was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
But it was leaked very close to this event anyways.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that big of a deal. And I think Ubisoft just owned up to it. It leaked. Okay, here's the full image. Because I think all they had was just the picture of the guy's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
But it was enough to... show that another Far Cry was coming out. So I'm surprised they're not farther than this. Because there for a while I thought Far Cry 6 was one of those games that was coming out at least every other year. But they've stopped. So they've slowed at least recently. Because I think I played Far Cry 3. Or no, I didn't play it, but I watched my roommate play it.
Yeah.
And then they had Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Do you know what that is?
No.
Look it up. It's cool. So, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is basically they took the Far Cry 3 engine and then chucked out all the story and made it be... So, you know 80s action movies, right?
Yes.
Oh. They styled it 100% after an 80s action movie.
Yes, I've seen this. I've seen the cover for it.
It's just awesome. I tried playing it because I actually own it. And it's... For me, it's one of those games that's funner to watch than it is to play.
Yeah.
Because I got my biggest kick out of it whenever my roommate was playing it. One of my roommates that I used to have, but... It's just fun, because it's like one of those... it's very Blade Runner. It has the same style of Blade Runner, and it has a lot of synth-wavy sounds in it, and... You battle a lot of robots, and it's just fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't a full-on game. It was just an expansion. But the fact that, I don't know, I always just thought it was cool that Ubisoft actually let the developers work on something like that. Because I don't think that was planned. they just got kind of far with it and they made a compelling enough argument, but
nice.
I don't know. I don't know the story. I just feel like that's what happened.
So
not something that would normally be put out.
So Far Cry 6, it's still a lot of secrets. They just showed the trailer, which is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, I was just like, wow.
So what's the main idea behind it?
So what they showed in the trailer, the teaser, that's really all it is. I don't know anything about the game, but there is the...
You at least know the background, don't you? Like where it takes place? Because four or five that was primal? One of them was taking place really old, like a long time ago. Far Cry 3, I think, was somewhat present day. And then, I don't know, I don't remember what the... There was another one that's after 3 that I don't remember, but... I'm just kind of wondering what the time period is on this one.
If you can
tell.
It's modern. It looks modern-ish. Okay. It'll come out in February next year. You'll be a tropical island of Yara, where you will fight to free your homeland from the grasp of the brutal tyrant, which is what the main character is. That there is in the trailer. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
So you're the tyrant.
No. You're fighting against him.
Dang it.
Well, that would be interesting. I have to admit, it would be interesting to play that. But the trailer showed him, and that is his son. And he's like, you know, you have to hold. You know, like he gives him a grenade, and he's like, okay, hold the grenade. And this has simple parts. You know, this is the explosives, there's the shell, there's the...
You pull the pin, you throw.
Well, not even that. No, it's like there's the spoon and there's the pin that holds it.
Yeah.
And he pulls the pin and he's like, and you have to hold it tight to keep it... Because if you release it, we all explode. But he's explaining that you have to keep the grenade safe. And by holding on tight to the grenade... You keep everyone safe and secure, and you keep the grenade from exploding. You let go of the spoon, let go of the grenade, and it explodes and it kills us all. And that's his idea. He's explaining to his son is like, I am the president. You will take over as the president, being my son, and you have to hold the people, even if they don't believe that this is right. You must hold onto the people tight, otherwise everybody gets hurt.
And this is the tyrant saying that?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because the arguments sound like it doesn't seem like, just from that alone, he doesn't seem like he would be a tyrant.
Oh, but that's the thing, by holding on to people and not giving people rights.
It depends on, okay.
Yes.
Depends on the meaning of that. Because, like, I was kind of taking it of, and I was taking it as, like, holding on to him is like, you don't really like, you don't just toss him aside or whatever.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
By looking at the good thing.
That's not what he's going
for. No, he's saying that like you grip this thing like, and like there's nothing else it can do.
Okay. So completely different.
Yeah.
And the son is the main character?
This is, like I said, they didn't explain anything. They just showed that trailer. So okay. In other words, what they say... They actually have more in the talk about Far Cry 6 on Ubisoft's site than they showed. They showed the trailer, teaser.
You said, it's literally a teaser.
Yeah, like after it was done, like it just done, show's over. It's like, what?
Kind of similar to how, it's a little more than that, but I was just thinking that I think this is like...
Well, the forward's over.
2010 or 2011, but people were saying that Half-Life 3, right?
Yeah.
They were saying that Valve was going to come up on a stage, have a 3 just like silently coming towards them like in a video,
mm-hmm.
and then it's for a completely different game. Like for like Left 4 Dead or something.
Yeah.
And not for Half-Life 3.
And it's going to be interesting more than the other game development, because there's been the phone industry without some of the big old release events. Uh-huh. They've been having to do a lot of their own stuff. And that's the great thing is that there's all this, you know, because like they're giving, like Ubisoft's giving away a couple year old game, something they don't care about. It gets everyone excited. It gets people to log into the account again
gets them into the franchise that they may not have known about before.
Yeah. And you get to have fun with it and you get to play and you get to watch the show. And it was good. So this isn't without the big hype of E3. They need to build up the hype. And a lot of these places the big game companies have games to just give away. They're like, yeah, well, here's a 4-year-old game. We could charge $5 for it, or we could say everyone who logs in, like literally 1 million people log in. Whoop-de-doo. We just gave away 1 million copies. A lot of these people probably already have this game.
Yeah, they either already have it and they just wanted a free one for some reason. I mean,
they're just loyal to the... Because Ubisoft's not a bad...
Careful with your words there.
They make good EA. Games. They make good games.
They're not EA. They're close. And I think they've actually...
I'm just going to leave that. Okay. They make good games. I'm not going to say anything else about it. There's stuff going on.
And to be fair, they've been doing better.
Yes. Actually, there's a couple things that have been going on with a couple companies. Wizards of the Coast has something else going on with them, too.
Like bad?
Yeah.
That's not surprising.
Well.
Based on what I've heard, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard anything recently, but I've heard stuff in the past.
Oh, this is bad. Somebody walked away from Wizards of the Coast.
Like one
of the big...
Founders?
Not the founders. Somebody that's big with the Wizards of the Coast because of D&D.
Like a distributor or something?
No. It's somebody who works up for them, but they... Because of D&D. Because there was some... Which actually changed the book. They had to redo some stuff in the book because of it. Huh. It's not the greatest... And I'll admit it's not the greatest thing. It's not the greatest look for them either.
I wonder what it is.
It's...
What else is on here?
What else? For Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
We made it.
We at the end of it. I feel like it's a good time.
Okay.
To be at the end of this episode.
Okay.
I know I have famous last words. Do you have famous last words?
Do I ever have famous last words? Okay, sometimes. Actually I do have some. So... I'm going to talk about this more in the extra one if we're doing that. I'm assuming we are. But because I was completely in the dark, haven't been paying attention to stuff. ReZero and Sword Art, if you're into those animes, ReZero, there's a season 2 out, or first episode's out. They're starting to release it. It's cool. Then there's Sword Art, which the last half of... The season they're on right now, I don't remember what it is, but episode 13 of that season came out. So if you're into that, you can go watch it on your favorite streaming platform. Probably not, but I know
Crunchyroll?
Both of them are at least on Crunchyroll, and Sword Art's on Hulu, for sure.
Are they on... I don't know if Sword Art is on Hulu.
No, it is.
The new season is? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's still in... It's still subbed, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think they've dubbed the original yet.
I thought they had. No, they've dubbed the...
Well, no, the original, but the early...
The latest rounds.
Yes, the first half of the season.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a thing. And there's a lot of other cool anime stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Because everything got delayed by like 4 months because of COVID.
That'll happen.
Sorry, it got delayed. Never mind. I already said it. That's fine. It understands. I understand. Okay, what are your last words?
So someone once told me that I should put my money where my mouth is. So I took them up on their advice. I can taste the change.
Nice.